Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to continue through midweek with some heavy rainfall today in parts of southern, northern, and eastern Missouri. A few storms could be severe in those regions with large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes possible. A state House committee has sent to the full House a proposal that would ask voters whether Missouri's 17-cent fuel tax should be increased 5.9 cents to pay for roads and bridges. University City Democrat Joe Adams supports the proposal but calls it a Band-Aid.
I hope this is a first step. I hope we take more steps in the future to improve transportation in this state. And I think it's good that we're going to give the citizens a chance to voice themselves.
The House has added two provisions to the bill that would increase the tax on natural gas used in vehicles and on any fuels used in vehicles in the future. If the House passes it with those, it will go back to the Senate. The State House has not acted on a proposal to require the Department of Education to create a suicide prevention and awareness policy for schools. Parkway School District near St. Louis has such a policy. Chelsea Watson with the district says staff is trained in mental health first aid and trauma-informed care, which aim to understand and respond to signs of mental illness.
We must make sure that we are addressing the social-emotional aspects of our kids. When we talk about educating a child in Parkway, we talk about the whole child, because we can't get to academics if other needs are not being met.
The legislative session ends Friday. Backers hope the House will act on their proposal. An alert for unhealthy air quality is in effect for the Springfield area for today as high levels of fine particles from a smoke plume originating in Canada move into the area. City health officials have issued an orange alert for members of sensitive groups to be aware of the breathing difficulties. Officials say some residents might smell the smoke from the fire that is burning in the Canadian province of Alberta. Missouri's Parks, Soils, and Water Sales Tax, which is up for renewal this year, will appear on the November ballot. Governor Nixon says improvements have been made possible by the 1/10 cent tax. Since it was last renewed in 2006, more than 61,000 conservation practices have been implemented. A man stuck on a cliff near Lake Springfield has been rescued by Springfield police. Rescue crews used a boat to bring him down from the cliff. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.